Don't worry, they're not here to give you any marriage advice, but after listening, you may think that they need it. It's Cash and Casey on the Me Versus Her podcast.
It's the Me Versus Her podcast. My name is Cash.
And I'm Casey.
And I forgot how to talk. Usually in the beginning of the show, I say, well, it's been a while. And it has been a while, but I told myself I wasn't going to say that this time, so I won't say it. I won't say that it's been months and months and months since we've had a show.
Almost a year, I think.
I don't know. It's been a long time, but we are back. Like we always say, you've probably heard me say, we are back a lot of times, but we are back. You know, we just had a lot of stuff going on. Not bad, not good. Oh, I guess good, you know. We've had just a lot. We've had sports in the summer with our kids, like travel baseball. Yeah. We've had football.
Girl Scouts,
dance, a little bit of everything. And then we've just kind of, here's the thing with podcasts, and I tell people, it's not hard to do, and it's very fun to do, and I love doing it, but it's hard to stay consistent. And it only takes you 30 minutes to go into your studio and talk, 20 minutes. You could do a 15-minute show, and it's easy to say that, like, oh, it's easy, you just got to go down there for 15 minutes. But it's hard to actually do it.
Like it's like going to the gym.
Yeah, basically. I go to the gym more than I do the show, though. And I only go to the gym once every 3 months.
Me too. Oh, 3 years, whatever, same thing.
So we're back in. Yeah, we're here to stay again. You know, it might be once a month, but we're going to try our hardest to keep it going because I know some people have been asking. Casey, there's actually been people asking, like, where are you guys at?
On Twitter?
Do you guys still have a show on Twitter, on Instagram? You know, I haven't even checked our I feel bad because I'm big on social media. Our Instagram, I check here and there. I haven't really posted anything. But Twitter, I haven't checked for. Let me go on there right now. I'm curious
to
see.
You need one of those boo buttons.
What? Because we had like 10 followers before. We didn't have hardly any Twitter followers. And I'm curious to see if. Okay, to be honest, it's not even signed in, so I can't check.
Deactivated.
I'm going to have to find. Yeah, it's been deactivated. I'm going to have to find the password. But yeah, we're back. I got another job, kind of, I guess you'd say. I won't go into detail, but an opportunity came up that I wasn't really looking for. And it's cool. I get to do it from home. It's fun. But some of the craziness of it is I've had a little travel, and I'm not a traveling guy, especially without my family, without the lovely Casey and my kids. Yeah. So it was hard. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, I had never, basically. Mm. Like, I'm kind of a little bee when it comes to leaving my family.
A little baby.
Yeah, a little baby, a little biscuit. I don't know. You call it whatever you want. No, honestly, like, it was the first time I ever been away from my kids. I don't see how a lot of these other parents do it. And I'm not going to call anybody out, but they probably know who they are on my Facebook or Instagram. I see people like, finally a vacation without my kids, the first time ever. And like, the kids are like 6 weeks old. And I'm like, your kid's still a baby. Like, why are you leaving it? I mean, that's to each their own, but it's funny. Like, they're literally like, make it sound like they've never been kid free. They're like, I've literally seen it where they're like, finally got a chance. You know, finally me and the husband got a chance to be kid free, and the kid's like sucking on a pacifier. So like a baby still. And I'm like, it's been 2 months that your baby's been born. And before that, you guys didn't have any kids. So why all of a sudden do you need all this time off? But again, that's up to you guys how you want to be. But I'm definitely not used to being away from our
kids.
Yeah.
No,
we're both not used to being away from our kids. So
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I would quit my job if I had to leave.
Yeah.
I think.
Obviously the reason I did it is because it helps my family. It helps us overall. It was a good opportunity. I had to leave, and they're never long. Like, it wasn't that many trips, but there's a few trips, you know. The longest was maybe 4 days, and it was tough. I had but the cool thing is there's FaceTime, there's phone calls, there's, you know, I was literally on the phone with them all the time. You know, people that traveled with me were like, why are you crying? Why are your eyes watery? No, but in all seriousness, it was tough, but it's been cool. It's been a cool opportunity for me and the family. I've got to see some cool places, go to places I've never been before. Been to places that I've been before, like Vegas. First time I've been back there for a while, and it was it's pretty raunchy.
And we used to go all the time. Like, our youngest had been to Vegas probably 6 times before she was 2.
Yeah, because we used to go because it was like, oh, cool, let's go to Vegas and walk around, get some dinner, get some good food, you know, people watch. And now it's like, it's always been sketchy, but now it's like super sketchy. Like, I called Casey one night, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to go for a walk. I'll FaceTime you guys and show the kids some cool things, you know, because they were small when they've gone. And I'm walking, and I kind of feared for my life.
You're all scared.
Yeah. I'm not, like, a scaredy.
Like, why are you walking so fast?
Yeah, and I'm not a scaredy cat, you know. I'm kind of a tough guy, I feel. And I'm like, you know, I'm not worried about that. But I'm like, this is sketchy. Like, I'm, like, putting my wallet in my front pocket. And just, like, it's always been kind of run down in certain areas. But it looked a lot worse. Like, it's cool because they put up new things, but then the old stuff kind of just goes to hell. Like, it's the buildings look old and the little shops in between are all shut down. And yeah, it's a little sketchy. And then like, I think after I went, there was like a stabbing, like on the, like some showgirls stabbed. Yeah. The girls that take pictures with guys and girls on the side of the road. Some girls just randomly got stabbed. And I'm like, dang.
Could have been you.
I know. Good thing I wasn't wearing my showgirl outfit then.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, no, definitely been cool. Travel. I got to go to Nebraska. I know most people think like in some of these places I've got to visit, it's like I never would have thought like, oh, someday I'm going to Nebraska. But the opportunity came, I went, I'm like, oh, it's kind of cool. There's some cool things out there. Yeah, it's cool. So hopefully I think I'm done for a while as far as the travel part. So I'm back with Casey and the kids and we could do some more podcasts. And
yeah, once every, you know, four months.
I act like I've been traveling for months and months. Yeah, it's like a day or two at a time. I know. But it, like I said, it was tough. But yeah, so yeah, there's a lot been going on with us. There's that, like we said, all like a lot of family stuff. But something I did want to bring up has to do a little with travel is one of the things I don't know why I look into it a lot is bathrooms at places. Like when I'm in the airport, I'm like, oh, is it going to be a nasty bathroom or is it going to be a clean bathroom? And some airports were cool. The funniest thing to me is how many people poop in the airport bathroom.
Ew.
Yeah. It's like.
Maybe because they're nervous. They have the nervous poops.
Maybe. In my opinion, I feel sometimes like I don't eat normal before I fly. I'm like, I don't want to eat something heavy. That's going to hurt my stomach because what if I have to duke on the plane? And I'm like, so I those people too might be like, oh, before I get on the plane, I better let it all out. Because I'm like walking and you just hear people like ripping it. And
ew,
it's like every stall.
Joking?
No.
Ew.
Every bathroom I walked into during my airport visits were like somebody's blowing it up. It stunk. It was loud farts, like
maybe yeah. It's the altitude.
I don't know. Well, they weren't in the
going,
not in
yeah,
the,
but going
not,
up and then coming down, and maybe it makes you.
Oh yeah, not
like,
in the plane. I've never heard anybody.
You know, like
in
a plastic bag when it goes up to high altitude, it like inflates, and when it comes down.
And I think some people are scared maybe to poop in a plane because they don't want to like smell up the plane or be embarrassed. You know,
lying all out the door.
Yeah, for as close that you are to people on the plane, I've been very fortunate to not sit next to anybody that my brother-in-law mentioned one time he got crop dusted. If you don't know what crop dusted means, it means when somebody, you know, toots and kind of walks by you and just leaves it in your area. He mentioned that happened to him on a plane one time, and I've been very fortunate enough to not have that happen.
How do you know?
Because, well, I don't smell it.
Maybe you just didn't smell it, but it happened.
It happens. I did it before, and I'm like,
to somebody?
And then I look around, I'm like, who did that, you disgusting person? No, I'm just playing. But yeah, so no, yeah, getting back to the bathrooms. So yeah, I'm like, I always look at the bathrooms, or like I'm just interested in things. Like one of the airports had, you know, you put your hand underneath and like the water comes out, or you put your hand underneath and the soap comes out. Yeah. Well, this one had three like nozzle things on the sink. So one side you put your hand underneath and the soap squirts out, and then you go over to the neck, like you just move it over just a couple inches, and then the water sprays out.
Yeah.
And then you move over a couple more inches,
and it dries it.
Stop. And I was like, ooh, this is
fancy. Where was that? Nebraska?
That was in, I think, Chicago. Oh. I had to stop. Chicago.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. So like, I went to the restroom a few times just so I could use that. I mean, I thought it was cool. I've never seen anything like that. But so I looked up. I was like, what are some gross things about public bathrooms? Like, you know, is there some proven facts like you shouldn't use them or anything? And I'm gonna
share. Sure there are.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop some knowledge today because I want to help others. That's what we're here for.
Fake news.
Yeah. No, this is real news.
Okay.
And this
did you
is,
read the whole article?
No, I'm gonna read as I go. I know. I never
some
do my
things
homework.
Never change.
Yeah. So it says flushing a toilet before going can cut down on airborne bacteria. Do you flush it before you go in a public restroom?
No. I don't.
Yeah, you should do that. See, now.
Well, actually, sometimes I do because girls, they have to put the little seat cover thing down and then it starts to fall into the toilet and you move as fast as you can. You make more wind and it falls down and then it flushes automatically. And I always have to turn my back to the toilet because I don't want it to go into my face.
What, the water?
Yeah.
Oh,
or
like
anything,
spray up?
Any particles or anything. So then I have to do it again. So yeah, I guess I do because that almost always happens.
I actually, yeah, the one thing that happened, little off subject, but on subject, is my bag started to fall. My suitcase.
In the toilet?
No, like on, I was going pee and my bag started to fall because it got heavy. Like it was like tipping over and I like literally stopped peeing to grab it because I'm like, dude, if my bag falls with my computer and then my suit, because I put my bag with my laptop on top of my suitcase, kind of hooked it around and they both started to tip over and I like stopped peeing to reach over and hurry up and grab my bag. So I'm like, that's nasty. If that falls down, you know, like,
and then what happened? And then
pee.
What happened?
I caught it. And then I went back to peeing.
I was going to say, and then it messed you up and you're like, and then I couldn't pee.
No, I finished. But it was like, yeah, I was like thinking how nasty that would have been, because you know how many people, like, I'm not trying to gross you guys out, but how many people pee and it's like bouncing off on the ground.
Sure,
and then, I mean, I even think of those things, like you step in it in your boots and then I come home. That's why we don't do shoes in our house. We're, I don't know if you'd call that old school. And another reason is too, you know, with the snow in the wintertime here, like you don't want people tracking snow and mud and dirt all through your house. So yeah, we do the no shoes. And the way you kind of, people always ask like, well, how do you tell people, or what if I don't want somebody to wear shoes in my house? How do you say it? Like,
you just say, oh, you can put your shoes right there.
Yeah, that's what we do. Or what I do is I leave a couple pairs of shoes by the door, so then people see those and they're kind of like, oh, do we need to take our shoes off? Oh, yeah, thank you. So,
oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, kind of set it up, you know? So, yeah, so flush the toilet before you go. That's a tip. I'm going to try to help you from getting
any
kind of.
But then what happens to the particles, anyways, and the stuff? It just blows up into the stall.
Well, I think.
Unless boy restrooms are different. I don't know.
Well, here it is. Let me read it. Let me go a little deeper into it since you asked, Casey. The standing water in a toilet is the perfect breeding ground for germs to multiply, which has led to some to say that flushing prior to urinating will get rid of some of the bacteria in the bowl. Studies have proven this to be true. When you disrupt the surface of the water with urine, it can create a germ-laden. Am I reading that correctly? A germ-laden?
I don't know.
Some nurse is probably listening like, what is he saying? I know how to read, I promise. It creates a germ mist, which can be inhaled.
So hold your breath.
So I guess what it's saying is that the water's been sitting there a while. You want to make sure you give it a flush so it's you get some
but
new fresh
water.
But
in the airport, it probably hasn't been sitting that long.
True, because a lot of people duking.
Yeah. So, okay, next. Yeah.
Next. If you're trying to be sanitary, avoid the air dryer.
Yes, I've heard that.
I love using that thing.
And here they're putting it right in the sink, so you're really just staying close.
Public toilets, warm air dryers, and jet dryers have been tested to show that they have greater amounts of airborne germs around them than paper towels. Than paper towel dispensers, and the germs stick around for longer, too. Jet dryers are the worst offender, a University of Leeds study found, with bacteria levels 27 times that of paper towel dispensers. So yeah, use paper towels if you can, or air dry, you know, shake them out, wipe them on your pants and your shirt, do what you got to do, but don't use the air dryer. Even though I just got done saying I used it a bunch of times.
And you like, I think if you had the choice, you would go to the air dryer.
Yeah, it's just kind of faster, and it warms you up if it's cold.
Not,
and
it's not faster.
Ew, this is a gross one, and I've seen this firsthand. Only 30% of men wash their hands appropriately. Oh, I thought I was going to say wash their hands. But going back to that, I see dudes in the airport, you see them like grab their bag, you know, they're going pee or whatever, they grab their bag, and then they just walk out. And I'm like, that's nasty. It only takes 3 seconds. Well, you probably do longer than that, but you know, it only takes a few seconds to wash your hands.
Yeah.
Put some soap on them, scrub them together.
Nasty.
Unless he's using sanitizer, but I still feel like that's kind of gross, you know? If somebody was going to handle my food and they were like, oh, I just went to the restroom, but I used hand sanitizer, even though that kills like 99% bacteria, I feel like I'd still want them to wash their hands with soap and water, dry them, then use some hand sanitizer. So, man, you nasty. 30% of you ain't washing your hands properly. Next up, we have... okay, here's one. You were talking about a little paper. You are probably overreacting by covering the toilet seat with paper.
No, I'm not.
And it says, well, sort of.
I'm not overreacting.
So let me read it. Cheek-to-cheek transmission of disease is virtually unheard of, but there is one nasty illness that might give your toilet seat earring friends some cause for concern. C.A. MRSA, M-R-S-A, you say that? MRSA is a skin-to-skin transmitted virus which has been shown to linger in people's growing areas and on surfaces for a relatively long time.
Yeah, so how is that overreacting?
Well, it says there is a disease you could get by it, but it's not, I guess it's not common, maybe, or
yeah,
it doesn't happen often.
Yeah, but why would you risk that?
Mm. Like, those take forever. You use
I mean,
those?
Then why, yeah, yes. And when I really have to go and I'm like trying to hurry up and put it on there and then it falls in the toilet and it flushes and I have to do it again. Yeah,
oh, here
annoying.
It goes. It says, though there hasn't been a confirmed case of it contracted from a toilet seat, it's probably better to be safe than sorry, as this condition can present with pus-filled skin abscesses or boils that cause pain, fever, and swelling.
Why?
Outside of this one infection, though, you are not really going to catch things from your backside. It's your hand you have to worry about.
No. I'm going to put it on there. Because why else did they invent that?
How do you
that?
Put the toilet seat
why
down?
Why else did they invent that?
How
thing?
Do you put the toilet seat down if it's up? You grab toilet paper?
Why would the toilet seat be up?
Maybe the person before you left it
in
up.
In the women's restroom?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm asking. If the toilet seat happened, maybe the cleaner. Maybe the cleaner cleaned it. You don't know,
and
though.
And the toilet seat is up. I use my foot and I put it down.
But I've read that that's worse. Because then you're putting your dirty foot on it for somebody else or
yeah,
for yourself.
Yeah, but then they should have put that paper thing down.
Why can't you just grab some toilet paper and push it down?
I'm not touching it. No. I'm very wasteful, and I will grab two or three paper things and I'll
close. Well, if somebody kicked our door in our restroom in our house because they didn't want to touch our door handle.
And they shouldn't be here.
Exactly, but don't you don't want them kicking our door.
I don't kick it. I put my foot on there and I use the bottom and I
Well, some of those door things have those, but I'm talking about the, you know what I mean? If somebody before you used the restroom, let's say somebody here at our house, you went to use our restroom, you know, our...
And the toilet seat, what is up?
No, like, let's say you went to use the one, like our guest one or whatever. Okay. And the person before, you're probably not going to put paper down because it's our house, but the person before you put down the toilet seat with their foot, their shoe. Isn't that kind of nasty to think?
Not if they don't wear shoes in the house.
True. You always have an answer for everything.
I know.
So, yeah. So, anyways, that was some of the nastiness happened with the bathroom. But speaking of, I was speaking of what I say here, that some diseases and some things that have been studies about sicknesses. And speaking of sicknesses, mm-hmm. I don't know if this is a good transition. Our friend that is, what I think was a nurse, is a nurse, or she's a nurse, and now she doesn't quite nurse as much. I wanted to, she had sent us something, and I wanted to share it on our, like, one of our upcoming shows, but we haven't did a show for so long, so I'm going to share it today.
Yeah, she's no longer a nurse. We've not done a show in so
I know
long.
She's retired, probably. So anyways, our friend Jennifer, her and her co-inventor, let me find it. I have a little card here somewhere.
Right here.
Yeah, but over there, you're hiding it. So Anthony and Jennifer, it says, nurses and founders of Lumify Care. So what they do is they have, their company's called Lumify or Lumify Care, and they had invented this light, which you can go on YouTube probably and find their whole story. But I believe they were partnered up for like at some convention or some kind of, you know, some kind of schooling or something. And they had to come up with a project or some kind of invention or some kind of product. And they came up with this light, and I'm probably not doing it justice, Jennifer. So I'm sorry if I'm explaining it horribly, but people could contact you and find a little bit more about it. But one of the things they had invented was a light that it changes colors, like a blue, a red, a clear, and it clamps to the nurse's shirt or their scrubs. And I guess it's able, you're able to go into the room at night and not have to turn on the bright light and wake up the patient or bug them or blind them. So this cool little light. So it's actually super cool. I don't know the name of it. You know, if there's like a name for it. Is it just the Lumify light? Maybe. Let me see. Using your Unite light, like the letter U, night, and then light. So yeah, check them out. They are on social media at Lumify Care. I believe they actually, oh, let's see, they recently launched a Lumify Hub, a centralized platform to access the brands, organizations, resources, and communities that support you. In the Lumify Hub, you'll find some incredible benefits like exclusive discounts and transparent peer. Oh, I lost my spot. So basically, yeah, there's a hub where you can go get everything that you need if you're a nurse, whether it's, I think, certain clothing, certain products. So go check it out. Thanks, Jennifer, for the light. Thanks for the little button. Thanks for everything that you sent us. And we will definitely spread the word about your awesome product. So yeah. What else has happened? Halloween just happened.
It did, yeah.
What did you dress up as?
I was that, you know, good old fashioned prison inmate.
Good old fashioned prison inmate. And I was, of course, a good old fashioned prison inmate. So yeah, we're walking down the street with our orange jumpsuits. People probably think we escaped prison. We were wearing, we had handcuffs hanging down off our arm. You know, one of my neighbors, you know, he's a super nice racist man, was like, no, I'm just playing. He was like, that looks pretty fitting, talking about my costume. So then I jokingly say, well, you better lock your windows tonight. And he laughs, and I didn't laugh back because I wanted to scare him.
Put the fear in him.
Yeah, I put a little fear in him. Anyways, no, it was cool. We took our kids around. Some people, we took our kids to one area, and then as we're walking away, they're like, hey, parents, we have some parent stuff too. And they gave us, I don't know, what was it called?
Jello shots.
Jello shots and a little
fireball.
I was like, wow, this shots. Is kind of cool. Yeah. So we definitely had fun with that. My mom was in town. She hadn't been here for probably a year. Mm-hmm. She went trick-or-treating with us. Of course, she loved the Jell-O shots.
To the same house over and over again. But no.
Yeah. She definitely loved the Jell-O shots. She went and changed her costume four times so she'd get four Jell-O shots. No, I'm kidding. But we had a blast. And now we're getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I think last time we did a show it was getting ready for Thanksgiving too. Yeah. No, just had it.
No, I want to say it was New Year's. I can't believe it's been that long, honestly.
Yeah,
really like we've skipped like a month, 2 months, maybe three. But this was like a long time.
Yeah.
But we're back better than ever, I promise. Let us know what you guys want us to talk about. Let us know about some interviews, because I think our last show might have been when we had Kristen Renton, which is the girl from Sons of Anarchy. So we're probably going to get some more guests here coming up, some celebrity guests, some, you know, actresses, actors, sports people. I've been trying to line some stuff up. I know not everybody's into sports to listen to the show, so we won't bore you with too much of that kind of stuff. But we're going to get some exciting things coming up. And yeah, we're here getting ready for the winter.
Yeah, I think it's already come.
Out of nowhere,
snowing right now.
We were like 50s and 60s last week, and then all of a sudden, boom, high of 30, a low of 20. I think Saturday we're going to be a low of 7 and a high of 20, which is insane.
Scary. But I'm not as scared this year as I was last year.
Yeah, it's our second winter.
Yeah.
But there's
I'm more prepared.
Yeah. 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 And speaking of prepared, I go to the gym this morning with no boots or anything. I'm just wearing my tennies, get out the car, and I almost slip and fall. I kind of did slip. I didn't quite fall. I caught myself, put my hand on the car.
You almost did the splits.
Yeah, it's scary. Like, you can get hurt. I've seen people fall like hard. Yeah. People said they've hurt in their back when they fall, you know, or they just even tweak it when they kind of slip. So yeah, those things you got to be ready for if you've never been in this kind of area. Like, you know, that we've came from California and Arizona where, yeah, there's snow in the mountains here and there if you go up far enough. But here, it's just a whole new ball game. I'm headed to the gym in my car. I step on the brakes and it's like they're trying to stop, but they don't want to stop. And the brakes are good, but it's just the, I don't know, like the anti-lock or something. It kind of tries to slow you down without slamming on the brakes too hard so you don't slide.
So you have no choice but to just keep going.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. So I literally drive 2 miles per hour when I'm going to the gym, and people probably think it's some old man in front of them. So it's scary.
They know it's you by now.
Yeah, it's that guy, the new guy, the California guy, the Arizona guy. So anyways, yeah, we're back. We wanted to come back and say hello, do a quick little show here, and let you know that we will be back soon. Casey, do you have anything else you want to talk about before we head out?
No, nothing. No, you look scared. I have nothing.
Nothing. Are you going to sing?
You just
have nothing.
No.
Are you going to sing some Whitney Houston? Because I know you like singing that song.
Only, yeah, every day.
Yeah, it was random. I said, come on, we got to do a show. Well, I'd been saying, we got to do a show. And she's like, yeah, she's probably thinking, yeah, whatever. You're not going to do it. And I take the blame.
Exactly what I thought.
I take the blame because I know once I say, let's do the show, she's ready to come down and do the show. I'm the one that kind of will try to get a little bit of prep together. Not too much, you know. I like to kind of go off on the fly.
But we had so much happen, and I feel like you didn't bring up any of it. And I can't even think of it because I wasn't prepared.
I know. Well, we're going to get, this is
like
kind of a
year of life.
This is kind of a, what do you say when you do like a first TV show, like a pilot? You know, we're gonna bring them that whole season's coming soon. We want to just kind of let you know we're back. We're going to bring you some more shows, some more guests, some more stuff about our life and just stuff we see and things that are happening. So Casey, she's going to start putting down some notes. Casey's old school. She likes to write notes on paper.
Yes, yeah, so I don't forget.
So I'm going to pull out a pad of paper for her. She can write down things like, oh, you know, we should have talked about that. We should have talked about this. We should have gave shout outs. Usually we give shout outs to people.
We don't have anybody.
We don't have anybody because nobody said, you know, I will say there was a Linda, Christina, and Buddy. Those three have been asking, when's the new show coming out? So shots out to them.
Shout outs.
Whatever. Anyways, thanks guys. I know you're listening and we'll be back with another show soon. All right. Till next time.
Bye.